Paul Randall broadcasting from Heritage Hills, Heritage Hill once again, and a beautiful weather that we're having for Heritage Days out here at Heritage Hill, and my annual meeting with Dustin Johnson. Dustin's here with his, what are they getting, corn?
Hand crank corn shellers.
Okay.
It's good to have you back, Paul. Thanks for coming again today on a beautiful day out here.
Yeah. You're on the board. Are you on the board, or are you just a member?
No, I'm just a member. I was on the board a few years ago, but I'm not anymore.
All right. Tell us a little bit about Heritage Days.
Heritage Days is today, Friday, and then tomorrow. And we've got, I have my setup of corn shellers here. There's tractors. We're featuring Minneapolis Moline this year. A lot of gas engines and many things going on. Tomorrow and Saturday, there'll be a pedal pull in the afternoon for the kids.
Okay, and a lot of people like you have their own setup. Tell us what your setup is. Looks like you expanded a little bit from years past.
Yeah, I'm one of many people who have stuff set up here, and I've got a collection of hand crane corn shellers, mostly a couple that I run with a gas engine, but mostly turn by hand and get it going and put the ear corn through, and it takes the corn kernels off the cob.
Yep, and that they used to do that back in the day, right?
Yes. Yep, do a little bit every day to feed the livestock.
So how long does it take to get a gallon pail fully thing?
It depends on how ambitious you are. Maybe you can give it a test, Paul, and we'll time you.
I don't think I can fill a pail, but I know some kids were having the time of their life doing this, huh?
Yeah, there's a few kids here that like spending some time and doing it for a while and come back every year.
That's the purpose of Heritage Days or Heritage Hills, to educate the next generation, right?
Yes, it's to display this antique equipment that we have and educate those who maybe haven't been on the farm, or the younger generation, on how it was used and what it does, and they get to see it in action.
How many corn shellers do you have, Dustin?
I have about a dozen.
Okay, and how do you find them?
I'm not collecting anymore.
Okay.
I have my collection, but when I was getting them, people kind of knew that I collected these, and they'd find one here or there, ask me if I was interested. And that still happens, but I really don't get any new ones anymore.
Okay. Well, you're getting some more and more people gathered around you, so I think you gotta educate them, right?
Yep, we'll talk, go get them shelling some corn here, show them how it's done.
All right, thanks, Dustin, appreciate it.
Thank you, have a good day out here.
Yep, I will. Dustin Johnson here at Heritage Hills. And just remember, tractor parade is at 1 o'clock on Saturday. That's the big event in antique plowing. They got bingo going on Saturday afternoon, 2:30 to 4. And a tractor and truck pull at 4 o'clock. And a lot of other things as well. So, and they got food, they got ice cream. They got two buildings full of vendors that you want to do some shopping, you can do that. And the price of admission is a free will donation. Just donate what you want when you come through the gate there. So that's Heritage Days going on here out at Heritage Hill. They're easy to find. They're just 4 miles east of Montevideo, just off Highway 7. You can see it as you're coming down Highway 7 as you leave Montevideo.